All right. Are we ready for this?
I don't know. You tell me.
The ship
always
is
ready.
Leaving the port.
Are you ready?
I think I am. For a little wheelchair wireless fun.
Yes. Let's try this way. We'll go around the other direction. Now, for those who have not been able to listen for the last couple of days, first off, we're at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, here at the Media Center, and I am not able to walk. Long story short, blew my knee out. Surgery scheduled next Friday. So, I cannot do wireless the traditional way that we're all used to, walking around and doing whatever I want. Instead, I am in a wheelchair, and I am being pushed around by the very courageous, very sturdy, ever at my side, Porter, the killer.
Oh.
He is... Hey, there's Cordell Stewart. That's Slash. Boy, he's had it. Good Lord. Anyway, we're going around here. We're going to try to go find Mike Francuser. Or, as I like to call him, Mike Francesa. Now, Killer, do you know where he is?
Yes, I'm heading that way right now.
Okay. This is actually the first time that I have been over here in this direction. We are headed far, far away from our broadcast site. Far away. Yesterday when we went wireless, we stayed pretty close. But now we're expanding wheelchair wireless to an all-new level. I think that I am probably the Jackie Robinson of wheelchair wireless participants. Is that fair to say?
I'd say you're a pioneer.
Okay. Not many people have the courage to do this. There is Sirius XM, which has a setup like you wouldn't believe. Good Lord.
They have a huge footprint in here.
Did you see this setup they have?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're running three shows up there at once.
This is awesome. Frances is not here?
No.
Well, Killer, where'd he go? Where's his place?
I'm pretty sure he gets off the air at 5 o'clock.
Where's his place?
Right here.
Where?
Up on the stage earlier.
He's not part of Sirius.
Where was he then?
He's... Oh God, that's the Mad Dog you're thinking of.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Francesa.
Killer, God.
Killer, if I'm going to have you push me around, Cat's the one who said he was back over here.
Cat, they can't find Francesa. Where is he?
He's part of WFAN, the Fan, in New York.
All right, well, Cat's getting on the case here.
God, Cat. You know, Cat's over there on his computer. He could be pushing me around right now.
No, no, he's got more important things to do.
Like figure out where we're going to eat tonight.
Right. He's the ambassador of fun down here.
Yeah, he really is. Excuse me, handicap coming through. Excuse me.
Well, is there anybody else over there worth talking to?
There's literally nobody over there. Like, not a soul over there to talk to, period. Much less interesting.
Oh, man. Really?
There's no one. There's Fox Radio. Here's Cat. He's gone? Where is it? Where's his setup? Oh, right there?
I think you must get off at 5 Central.
5 Central? Okay. We're going to have to take that into consideration tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess we will.
And Friday. Killer, go.
You want to talk to the girls over there?
Go to activity. Okay? Now, look.
Here comes a girl.
Oh, Killer, turn around. Turn around. Killer, turn around. Turn around. Here comes that girl right there.
Oh.
Go get her. Oh, God, we're flying now, man.
Killer's
look at this.
Running. Boy, look at him.
Holy crap. Oh, don't kill these people. How you doing? How you doing? Madam? Madam?
Hi.
I remember you. Yeah, what's your name?
Ines Sainz.
Yeah. You're always at the Super Bowl, aren't you?
Yes, actually, this is my 10th Super Bowl, so yes.
Yeah, you were like a big media day sensation. I remember, like, people taking pictures of you and wondering who you were and where you worked and all that stuff. Isn't that a couple years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. That's me.
What were you wearing then? I can't remember. Was it something sultry? Something hot? Something kind of...
Not exactly. I think a pair of jeans or something.
No top?
A serape, maybe?
No.
A serape?
Not serape, no.
Where are you from?
Mexico.
What?
Mexico.
Ah, Mexico.
Mexico.
We say Mexico.
Okay,
see there?
When you hear Anglos, like when I say Mexico, I call it Mexico. Uh-huh. Is that okay? Because I don't like it when other
white
people say Mexico.
Well, actually, it's Mexico.
Yeah,
can you
Mexico.
Repeat it? Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah, it's Mexico.
Okay. Now, what do you do
Mexico,
for what's
right?
your job?
Well, actually, I'm a sport anchor.
She's a burro wrangler.
I have three shows in Mexico. In one of them, I interview the best players all around the world for the main sports like soccer, tennis, NFL, basketball, baseball.
Wait a minute. Sol Cartelli? What's that?
Sorry?
What was the first sport you named?
Soccer.
Oh, soccer.
Yeah, soccer, you know?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I'm familiar with it.
Okay. Yeah, and then I have a new show also in Mexico, so...
Is it on Telemundo?
I keep busy all the time with the sports.
Ask her what's up with the Mexican television.
What's going on with Mexican television? Let's get down to brass tacks here, because the Mexican television that's imported into the United States is insane. It is... You know, it's always hot women, scantily clad, midgets everywhere, people dressed up as Batman. I mean, it's insane.
No, I think you have the wrong appreciation. Okay, yes, we have very beautiful women in Mexico, but...
Women.
Women, but not all the time you are going to see something like that. If you stop a little and see what we produce in Mexico, we have an excellent shows. And I don't know, probably here Univision or Telemundo are that...
Telemundo's nuts.
Ah, well, that kind of things. But exactly the people who produce in Mexico, not is exactly the people that pretend to be here showing that is Mexican.
Now, do you have a boyfriend currently, Inez?
Well, actually, I'm married and I have four kids.
Four kids out of this little body?
Absolutely.
Out of that little bottom.
This is unbelievable. Four kids. How old's your oldest?
Well, my oldest is a daughter. I have eight. Then I have a twins, boys, with 4 years.
And did that hurt? Did that hurt, the
they
twins?
They didn't come out at the same time.
And then I have a...
Was it a tie when they came out?
No, because it was cesárea.
Ah, cesarean.
Well, here in English, I didn't know how you pronounce it.
No, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Okay.
Was that tough to recover, the C-section? Because my wife had trouble recovering.
Well, not actually. I used to do a lot of exercise, so I think...
Kegels?
Huh?
Go ahead.
I do a lot of... exercise, so I believe that it helps in the minute you need to recover. And the last one, my little daughter has 6 months.
Oh, six. Look at you. What? 6 months later.
What's your favorite Led Zeppelin album?
Oh, my gosh. Led Zeppelin 4 or 3?
Sorry?
How long you been married?
Well, almost for 15 years.
What's your husband do?
Well, he's a TV producer.
Did you meet on the set somewhere?
No, actually, no. I was in high school when I met him, and he was ending
the
career.
You ever dated a construction worker?
So we meet in making sports. He plays soccer, and I was playing volleyball. And then we start together our business. We have our house production. We made the shows for television, and we sell to TV Azteca. And that's it. We are in the business together all these years.
Okay, well, thank you. It's been very nice.
Did you
last
say
question.
Something not boring?
With your children, how did they feed?
How did they feed?
How did they feed?
Well, like the rest of the child in the world.
Was it natural?
Absolutely.
It was. Was that the most nourishing way of doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so during creepy. 2 or 3 months, it depends if I have a lot of work or not. But yes, then in the same way that the rest of the world.
Did you typically have plenty of milk for the children?
No. Oh. I don't think that your audience want to hear something like that.
Did the husband
you
never
sample? You are so graphic.
Okay, I just want to look. We
did
are
the husband never sample?
We are a radio listeners. Station that is into doing things the way that God intended them to do. And we like to hear from women like you that have the courage to say that, yes, I'm breastfed, Corby.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I do.
Congratulations.
And I'm proud to do it.
Still doing it with a six-month-old?
No. Only 3 months for
her. Get her to call you Corby.
Why 3 months?
Because I travel a lot, and it's really complicated to do something like that when you are traveling 1 week, yes, and the other, no. So it's easier like this.
Get her to call
okay.
you Corby.
Last question. If you had to choose one and date one, black guy or a guy in a wheelchair?
Well... It doesn't matter.
Or a black guy in a wheelchair.
Not exactly. I think that really is important is the person who is in. It doesn't matter the color of the skin or if he's in a wheelchair or no. My mother is in a wheelchair for almost 30 years.
Oh, well, maybe we could get along.
Tell her who you are. Say, I'm Corby. Say my name.
All right, here, you have to say my name. Say Corby.
Corby, it's my pleasure to meet you. You are kind of strange man, but it's okay.
I'm a very strange man. No idea what
You're
I'm saying.
You're kind
say,
of strange man, but it's okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a good Super Bowl. Going to the game?
Absolutely. I'm
Hell yeah.
In sidelines.
All right, I'll buy you a drink.
No, you won't.
Okay,
take a
bye-bye.
Break.
There we go.
You got to squeeze a break in, and we'll come back and do more. Is that okay?
What?
You
sure,
heard me.
Why not? 552.
You remember her?
Ticket.
You guys remember
yes,
her?
Yes, totally.
Right.
From last year?
Yeah. Look at this ass.
All right.
Sports.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you understand the value of taking good care of your car or truck, you are not alone. The customers at O'Reilly, they realize that good maintenance habits, they pay off in the longer, They pay off in longer vehicle life, better fuel economy, and more pride of ownership. It's called a preemptive strike. Take care of your car before your car kicks your ass. Okay? Just make sure things are clicking right. It's really easy to do at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They got everything you need. You got the unbeatable combination of huge selection, friendly service, and guaranteed low prices. Did you hear me?
I heard you.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, what's going on? Talking about O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yes.
That's great.
You love the guaranteed low prices.
Oh, my God. I can't get over that freaking guarantee, man. It's so freaking great. I love O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What about the friendly service?
It's overrated, but it's really awesome.
I don't know if it's overrated.
I don't know what you're saying right now. Hey, do they have air freshener there? My car smells like weed.
They do.
Awesome.
You like the selection? It's
yes.
pretty big.
Yes.
And boy, I bet you hate old man winter. You don't want that sneaking up on you again, do you?
I can't keep doing this voice. I'm going to get sick.
What's going on here? God almighty.
From belts and hoses to batteries and chains, they got everything you need to get your car prepped for winter. As the weather turns cold, which it will again before this season's over. So check it out. Thanks to Pharrell for helping us out with that spot. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly.
All right, we'll have community quick hits or something like it coming up here in just a bit. But we're about to be at our best because we have the Cobra out traipsing in the wild with the wireless microphone. And this, as we've been told, is when it gets as good as it ever gets on this show. Added to this, of course, is the fact that he is crippled with polio and is in a wheelchair and is being pushed around by New Killer.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination we have. Now, you want me to talk to someone, and I don't know where they are. Where is she, Killer? This one in the blue? Okay.
Well, I thought she had her 49ers jersey
on. Oh, she
on,
does.
Doesn't she?
Hi, madam.
How are you?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Of course.
What's your name?
I'm Jules. Julie Bueller.
Julie Bueller. Now, what do you do for a living?
Jules, huh?
I host a sports talk radio show.
In San Francisco?
Palm Springs, California. Southern California.
Oh, my God. You live in Palm Springs?
I do. I have that special distinction, yes.
You look familiar. Have we spoken before?
You look familiar, too, but...
I wasn't in a wheelchair last year. I can tell you that, but...
No. I don't know. Maybe last year's Super Bowl. Sure. Probably.
Yeah, I think
he's
that,
had polio
I think that,
and been in a wheelchair for the last 7 years.
So, shut up over there. I'm talking to my partner over there.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure who you were speaking to, but I'm sure they were...
Yeah, I'm not doing a solo thing. I got stuff going on in my ears, you know? You know, you've had that.
Sure. Yeah, many times.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when are you on?
Noon to 2, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
2 hours? That's
those
it?
Those are Pacific times. 2 to 4 out here in New Orleans.
Okay. Now, this is... how long have you been doing this?
3 years. I've hosted my own show. I've been in the media for about 10 years.
How'd you get your own show? What was the build-up process?
I would call the program director every Saturday morning and tell him exactly what I would talk about if I had my own show.
Did you have a weekend show or anything? Automatically get like a weekday show?
No. The first opportunity I was given, they called me into the office and they said, all right, fine, Bueller, fine. You can have your own. You can co-host this show with this guy. He'd been in TV for 26 years.
Where's
frankly,
he now?
He was atrocious. So I said, no, if you want to give me my own show, then I'll have my own show. Otherwise, you can find another co-host.
Why wouldn't
for
she
him.
Host co-host
so
with the
what
other
was
guy?
Wrong with him? What was wrong with that guy? Was he gross?
Well, yes. First of all, he was disrespectful. Second of all,
typically we are all very gross in this business, and it's good to see that others aren't so gross.
Yeah. What? There's a difference between being gross and being just distasteful.
Sexually inappropriate?
And old when you're sexually inappropriate is a bad combination.
Old balls?
Yeah, thank you
old
for that
balls.
Billy Madison reference. Yeah, that was good stuff. Crows! Old balls. So anyway, the good news is they bit. I mean, they didn't call my bluff.
Like Susie Colbert.
And they said, okay, you can have your own show. So I host Bueller's Day Off.
Married?
No.
Why not?
I'm kind of a... Well, number one, I live
Shut
in
up.
Palm Springs. Number two...
What's wrong with that?
Not a lot of guys?
There's a little bit of a selection problem. First,
really?
Why?
Yeah, the ones that are my age don't like girls. The ones.
Is it a big lesbian community?
not as much lesbian community as there are gay men.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Palm Springs is...
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there is a growing population of young people, so that's hopefully I can import them. If I get the word out of how awesome Palm Springs area is, maybe more
What's
nice
up with the jersey?
Young men will come.
The jersey.
How old
the
are
jersey?
I'm 31.
No, you're just a pup.
I'm very young. I'm ready to meet someone fabulous.
When's the last time you had a long-term relationship? By long-term, I'll say that 6 months or more.
Five years ago, then.
5 years ago?
So you just sleep around
a
lot?
My friend.
Wow. So what do you do?
I host a sports
rabbit?
Talk radio show.
No, does she have a rabbit?
Yeah.
And I...
Rabbit?
Rabbit?
Yeah. What's rabbit? What just happened?
If you haven't been in a relationship for 4 years, you should know what
animals.
It is.
I don't know what that was.
Rabbit.
Okay. We got to run. But I'll tell you what. It's good to see you
What's
again.
Up with the jersey?
Oh what's... My partner wants to know what's the deal with your jersey.
Well, it's a Miss Young jersey that he, Steve Young, is my imaginary significant other.
Oh, God.
I'm wearing it until the Niners win a Super Bowl. So I'm hoping it happens this weekend.
I knew it.
I'm pulling for you guys. We're Dallas people, and I'm still pulling for you.
So
that's where we met. Dallas Super Bowl.
That's it.
All right. We're here. You can still pull for the Niners, though.
I will. Thanks, sweetie. Have a good one.
Stop down for a quick hinge?
It's a fair question.
God.
Rabbit? Yes.
What's
Wait a minute.
Up
what?
With those boys? Every woman in sports. They all have to talk like this.
Dude, because there is no other way to get in the business.
Talking like that?
No. Here's the deal.
He's right, Danny.
Either you look like Aaron Andrews or you have to talk like Susie Colbert. That's a basic tenet of female journalism.
Even Aaron Andrews talks like Susie Colbert.
No, she doesn't. She can't. She's not. Her voice is too squeaky and like...
As much as she can, she does. They all want that. That's what they're looking for. And if you're going to do it, you have to, too.
Okay. We're
you
being
can't just
wheeled,
be yourself.
We're being wheeled around now to... Okay. Here's Houston Sports Talk. Hey, Houston.
H-Town, what up?
Where are we going?
Find girls.
Hey, fellas, how are you? Sorry, we're just... I don't know. Killer's pushing me. Oh, he's pushing me to a woman. How's it going?
Hi.
Can I talk to you real quick?
I'm actually on the phone.
I see that. This is really important, though.
Okay, what's up?
from Dallas, and just kind of wanted to get the skinny on what's going on over here.
Here, I am actually talking on the phone to a friend.
Can it wait?
The friend can wait.
Oh. This is live radio.
This is live radio.
Really, we need her.
And I don't know if you noticed, too, I am sick. This could be it.
Yes,
this conversation right now that you're looking at me right now, this could be it.
All right. Can you guys...
Yeah, we'll back off. We'll back and see that things are really going badly with you. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Thanks. I have polio.
Whore.
She couldn't drop her call for 1 second?
No. Boy, but Killer pushed me in there. I didn't even know where he was going. He just shoved me right next to the lady, like 1 foot away from her. I'm like, how's it going?
Good work, Killer.
That was Killer. Well done.
You're doing great, Killer.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's keep going this way. We're going to go circle around. Now, he pushes me right to girls, but sometimes I like to talk to the fellas, too.
All right. Talk to them.
Well, it just depends on if there are any fellas to talk to.
Just go ahead and be gay and talk to them.
You know, not everything's about women, okay? Sure, we'll go over there and talk to her.
Here at the Super Bowl, it's all about women.
Okay. How's it going?
It's fine.
What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm so tired.
Oh, dear. Where are you from, first off of?
I'm from Mexico City.
Another Mexico City.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you with Inez? Cantor, what's her name?
Carrie.
Cantor.
Carrie.
Oh, that's your name?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you doing here from Mexico City? What's going on?
I'm a reporter now for ESPN.
For ESPN Deportes?
Yes.
How'd you get that job?
Great. I'm so excited to be here. It's my first Super Bowl.
Never been to a Super Bowl, huh?
Doesn't understand what you're saying either.
What is the biggest sporting event you've been to?
I think maybe this.
No. Besides this, like before this, what was the biggest?
The fight.
The fight.
Oh, see.
Pacquiao.
Pacquiao. Okay. Yeah. In Dallas?
No, the last December.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Now, how old are you?
30.
30. Okay. 30. You say that with yeah, that's a good age. Do you feel that's a bad age?
I feel so happy.
Happy to be 30.
Yes.
Now, do you have boyfriend or husband?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. How? What does he do?
He's actor.
He's a sactor.
Yes.
What's a sactor?
And what is he in? Let me guess. Soap opera.
No. Is Rod Jeremy a
not
sactor?
A soap opera?
No.
Yes.
Ask if Rod Jeremy is a sactor.
The only sactor we know in America is Ron Jeremy. Is that, what does he do? What kind of movies does your boyfriend do?
No, not for movies. It's for the...
Game shows?
I don't know how you say telenovelas.
Donkey shows?
That's what it's, soap opera.
Yeah, telenovelas.
That's what it's called. The daytime TV, the dramas where
well,
it's
that's
like,
what we call
oh,
them.
Baby, I love you so much. I love you too, but I have cancer.
And then they have long stares.
Trailer. Thank you. Right, it's exactly what it, he must be very, very good looking.
And
your boyfriend, he's very handsome.
And can you cry?
Masquapo.
Masquapo. Like
do they cry on TV a lot?
Sometimes.
Yes, Masquapo.
Now,
yes, mucho guapo.
Where did you meet him? Where did you meet?
In a Halloween party.
Halloween party?
Yeah.
What were you dressed up as?
Let
me guess.
Okay.
You were dressed up...
Donkey.
No, don't say donkey.
As a burro.
No.
Burro. She was in the
a
back,
chicken.
He was in the front.
No.
So this wasn't a farm animal party?
No.
What were you dressed up as? Princess.
No.
Diaper.
Gypsy.
Gypsy, okay. What was he?
A pirate.
A pirate. A gay pirate?
No, oh my God.
A butt pirate?
He's so handsome.
Ah, handsome pirate, okay.
All guapo right. Pirate.
Yes, well, pirate guapo.
Yes.
Is he going to come down here?
No.
He's not, so you're solo.
Pirate el guapo.
Yeah. I'm here only for my job, and he waits for me in Mexico.
Are you going out and dancing and drinking and all that?
Tonight.
Yeah, where are you going?
I don't know. I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah, mojitos. Tell her to go to mojitos.
Yes. I'm sorry about being tired. Do you get up early?
Yeah. 6 o'clock.
Six? Why are you still here?
I'm waiting for my team to finish.
Your team.
Yeah.
All right, enough with teams.
Well, listen, thank you so much. You enjoy the Super Bowl. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
So.
There we go.
She good looking?
Very.
Really?
Yeah. Did you get a picture, Killer?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she's really, 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 really incredibly pretty.
All right, who else we got?
That's and, enough.
Dude, we can get her now. It's late. Where are we going?
Oh, come on, one more.
Cow now.
Is she fat?
Who?
Oh, that bitch that wouldn't talk because she was on the phone with her friend. She's not going to... No, I don't want to talk to her. Big ol' ass. Get out of here. Leave.
Wow.
What time is it?
6:13 and a half.
Yeah, let's go to break.
Brakes are overrated.
That was Wheels Davidson.
Thank you, Wheels.
All right, 6:13 here on the ticket.